Okay, here we go, Amir Yisrael. So, this is extremely, extremely mege. Every time I start the sugya with another member of the Kohel, so you just jump right in. There are so many practical applications, and many of them get very touchy, right? Because what's the classic case? You turn to your cousin who's not as frum as you are, or your relative who's not as frum. You hand them a bottle and you say, can you open this? They roll their eyes. This is every time. They roll their eyes, shrug their shoulders, and they say, sure, I'll be your Shabbos guy. Anyone ever had this scenario? Yeah? Meisim b'chol Shabbos. Yeah? Either they are just as firm as you and they say, no, let me do you this service. I open bottles. Or they take the bottle, roll their eyes, and say, yeah, I'll be your Shabbos goy. So the question is that even allowed? And where does this all come from? So let's jump right in. So we've been learning the past subject was Amir Lakum. Now we have various different reasons why is there an Isser of Amir Lakum. And depending on what the Isser is, does it apply to Amir Yisrael? Now, we saw two. Yes.
It doesn't apply to Yisrael. Would that make a difference in the case of the battle case, assuming he's only a Chumra as opposed to.
For sure. For sure. What's the question? Does the fact that it's only a Chumra.
Like by Vayner Shmashin.
There's no Isser Amir Lakum by Vayner Shmashin.
No, but.
That's Shema Malef. There's no Isser Amir Lakum on a Shabbos day in Vemaisa. In Amir Lakum, there's a special heather. Find me a different case. I mean, don't go Bein Hashmashes, because that doesn't work in Amir Lakum. You won't be able to contrast. You trying to find a case that's going to be us in Amir Lakum, yet still be Mutter in Amir Yisrael? That's what you're looking for?
No, I don't know. My point is, even if whatever the path of Amir Lakum is, and it should also apply to Amir Yisrael, whatever that case may be, maybe there will still be leniency if the mice of him is only a chumra.
Yes. Yeah. We're only going to need to answer something which is Vaday Malacha. If it's just a chumra, so you don't even have to come on to all the slums. That's what you're saying. Meaning in the timing, the whole timing is assuming it's a bona fide malacha. Let's say it's not a bona fide malacha, it's only a chumra. So yeah, that's very well said.
But the chumra becomes halacha.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess we'll, just because you asked it, we're going to jump in. It depends. Are you machmir because, why not? I might as well try to get another opinion. I would really rely on Shlomo Zalman who says I could open up bottles, but why not? So many people say it's a problem. Ach, I won't open them up. Or, this is very sensible. This makes a lot of sense. You're really creating a new kli. This cap is a new kli. I will not open this. Now, those sound the same. One of them is you're being machmir as, you know, playing it safe. The other one is you're being machmir because you believe in it.
That's not a chumrah.
But the being machmir because, why not? Right? This is, again, we always like to make fun of rabbis. One of the biggest things in rabbi school that you learn is that sometimes you just say, it's better not to. Yeah? So now, that, better not to, can be interpreted in so many ways. Right? What? Oh, so that's a Rashi and Ksubas. Rashi and Ksubas says it doesn't take anything, right? Koyach de'atera adif. Rashi and Ksubas of Zayin Amaralas goes and says, why is koyach de'atera adif? Because it doesn't take anything to be machmir. Anyone can be machmir. You just say, oh, don't do it, right? And I've seen many shilas that come my way that I can't even understand it's not iser, but it was just maybe it's usser. Maybe it's usser. So, yeah, you're right. If you're machmir because I just want to play it safe, then it would be mutter. If you're machmir because you really hold that opinion is plausible, sensible, then it would be usser.
But then you're not playing it safe.
Exactly. That's why it's usser.
Because you're
why it's usser.
Someone else to do it for you, so you're not playing it safe.
So you would not... If you really think it's a problem, you therefore cannot ask someone else.
Oh.
You're right. You got it. You nailed it. Go for the gold. You can't ask someone else. If you really hold that the Rambam is right, or whatever reason you don't want to carry with an Eruv, yeah? You can't ask someone else to carry for you. We call that Lifnei Iver.
That's
yeah?
If you hold that the Eruv is not a good Eruv. But even if you hold that the Eruv is a good Eruv,
yeah?
It's a bona fide Eruv.
Ah, so we're going to get there.
Not, sorry. Right?
Oh, you heard me?
I did. Again, say it again.
That bona fide good Eruv.
Yeah.
Where it has all the Eruv on top of it. And it's good.
I got it, yeah.
Now, but if it's not for Letzarech, you can't use it.
Oh, you're saying so local. You're saying it's for a localized hishtamshus in an Eruv.
Right. So
but I, if I have a tzarech, I can ask you to use my tzarech. Why not?
No, so
if I have a tzarech, but I don't want to carry because I want right. to play it safe, can you carry for me and use
no,
piggyback
I'm,
off of my tzarech?
I'm carrying anyways. I'm a wife. I have a stroller and babies and all of that, so I've already a tzarech.
Great.
So you're going to say, oh, could you also take my talisman?
Yeah. I'll say I'm done. Yeah? Fine. So the question that begs to be asked is, what's even the Isser? What's even the Isser? So we didn't even see this yet in the first chelik of Amir Lakum by Isser Hana, by Isser Amira, one of the southern brought is Shlichus. You're not allowed to go and be Mamana and ask the person to go and do it for you because it's going to be considered that you're appointing him to be your Shliach and Shlucha Shel Adam Kamoisai. The guy, this is by a guy, Shlucha Shel Adam Kamoisai, yeah, the eyebrows should be furrowing. Shlucha Shel Adam Kamoisai, and therefore you are not allowed to be Memana him as your Shlich. Now, there's no Shlichas by a guy. No Shlichas by a guy, so what are we even Cheshish for? Is it even a possibility? So the Chayim say, there's one Sad Chumra that Ye Shlichas by a guy, so Mishum Chaymer of Amir La'akum. We're machmir to possibly view it as yesh lichus la'akum, and that's the basis for Amir La'akum. Okay? Because of the potential zilzal of Shabbos. Yeah. Now, flip it. Now, by Amir La'akum, sorry, by Amir Yisrael, it's going to get right into B'metzia daf yudon beis, shlichus l'dvar aveira. Right? The Shaila is Shlichus Levar Aveira, right? What? So in Shlichus Levar Aveira, there is a Shaila. Does the Shliach, right? The Mishleach is the person who sends him. The Shliach is the person who is being sent. Does the Shliach have to be a Bar Chiyuva or not? Right? Now, this Shaila, we paskin, he needs to be a Bar Chiyuva. There's shitas in the Gemara that says even if he's not a Bar Chiyuva, he's still going to be chayiv. To make it work, right? So the guy is definitely not a Bar Chiyuva. The guy who is now, flip it back, the guy who is not Mekabel Shabbos yet is also not a Bar Chiyuva. Because I was Mekabel Shabbos early. That's the case of the Rashba, right? We're all on the same page. The case of the Rashba, if anyone didn't see it, is someone's Mekabel Shabbos early. And now he wants to go and tell his friend, can you do malacha for me? Great. So now, the guy who's Mekabel Shabbos early, by him, it's Shabbos. So you can't ask someone to do something for you on Shabbos. That's Shlichus L'Dvar Aveira. So if the guy would be Shabbos by him, so then we say, Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmid, Divrei Mi Shoymin, why are you listening to the Mishaleach, the person who sent you? Hashem says, don't do malacha. Kol malacha l'yase bohem. That was last week, right? Don't do malacha. So how then we're going to nail the shliach, right? But if there's no shlichus, if he's not a bar chiyuva, right? Then there's no divrei harav, divrei talmid, divrei mishayim. There's no divrei harav. It's not Shabbos for him. Then it can actually be a shlichus, and then it would be a problem. That's the potential issue, right?
So Bar Chiyuva meaning what?
Bar Chiyuva means that you have the mitzvah that you have to keep. The guy doesn't have to keep Shabbos.
So this is Amira.
This is Amira li Yisrael, but the Yisrael doesn't have the Isser on him. I have to keep Shabbos. This is the kid. I was doing it early. You are waiting till 18 minutes. I did it an hour before. Yeah, special skula. I'm looking for some skula, so I have Mekabel Shabbos early. And it's a real thing. So you are keeping the 18 minutes. You ask me, so now what is that? Are you chayiv to keep Shabbos right now? It's 40 minutes before Shkia. And we're not in Yerushalayim. Yeah? Do you have to keep it? Do you have to keep Shabbos? It's a yes or no.
Upon myself?
No, you didn't accept it upon yourself. So are you chayiv to keep Shabbos right now? Absolutely not. So therefore, there's no chiyuv there. So now what's the answer? What's the answer? Why isn't it a problem with shlichus? Rabbi Klein, Rabbi Wiener, what are you telling them? Why isn't it shlichus? Why isn't there a problem with shlichus? Lamaisa, the Rashba is going to be mekel. Okay, that's one way out. One way out is to say, who even said that the Rashba is learning that the Isser here at hand is shlichus? He can't learn his shlichus, right? What do I say? Right. Shlichus is a concept in Kol HaTerekula. In fact, Rabbi Giller, if it's shlichus is a concept in Kol HaTerekula, the Rashba believes in shlichus, having a raya. He learned Kiddushin. And he has a pirush on Kiddushin. Now what? Because it is weekday. What are you not achieving? You're not achieving a Melecha Shabbos. Because it is weekday. Since by the Shliach, it is Tuesday. So there's no Aveira being done. Aye, since Shliach is back to the Mishaleach. So why is this any different than Shlichus of Aveira when the Shliach is not a Bar Chiyuva? Well, the case is asking a woman to shave off someone's face. That's the case in the Gemara. This is the straight Gemara. So she's not a Bar Chiyuva. And yet, one man to Omer in the Gemara.
She's allowed to shave off
someone's No.
Face. So she is a Bar Chiyuva.
No. She's not a Bar Chiyuva. She does not have any Isser Lo Sakifu. We hope all the women out there are not Chayiv.
Yeah, on herself, but on the man. She's not allowed to go shave a man's face.
Why not? Because a man has to stop her. Not because of her.
Not because of her?
Not because of her. It's because of him. So now, some Achrenim actually... Wild, no? Yeah, I wish everyone could see your face, yeah. Yeah? Therefore...
We all have to look out for each other.
We have different chiyuvim. Very nice, equality. We have different chiyuvim, so there's no way out. Okay, so I'm guiding you right now. I'm telling you exactly where it should be and exactly where it shouldn't be. So seemingly, right? I'm telling you, seemingly right here, there should be an issue because the guy who's keeping Shabbos should be no different than the woman. The guy who's not keeping Shabbos should be no different than the woman. We're going to get there. Sean, you're on the money. This is... Why is it any different? Why are you going for chametz? Why is it any different than go change the mazgan? Go make me kosher Pesach food. That happens, right? Let's do. Forget even last day Pesach. Second day of first days of Pesach. Can you get a guy? It's Cholam Moed. A guy. Israelis are not going. Can you get an Israeli to go do malacha for you? That's another application of this very sugya. That is the shayla. Shlichus always becomes you. No, it's you. If you believe in shlichus, you can't split that hair. If you believe, I believe. And if you don't believe, you don't believe. So the question is, what's the isser at hand? Is the isser the benefit you're going to get, or the verbalization? Because Remez, wait, one more thing. Remez is only going to address the verbalization. It's not going to address the hanah. If there's a problem with the hanah, You can hint all you want. You still can't use the light. No. That is because it's she nigror and she drags after you. And there shouldn't be a discrepancy. That's not because of this question at hand. It's the same reason, I mean, it's an extension. If a whole kehila, right, back in the day, there was one shtetl, one shul, one kehila, and the whole kehila was Mekabel Shabbos, and Simon Reish Tam Gimel, you're Negro, you're dragged along. You cannot go and be Mekabel Shabbos if everyone's Mekabel Shabbos. Well, ach. So that's what they say in Yerushalayim. There's so many Eidot. There's the Eidot Temaniyim, and there's the Hasidim, and there's the Kloisenbergers, and there's the Belzers, and then the Bovers, and the Witch Bovers, and then there's so many different, and Satmar, there's only one Satmar. And what? Okay. So what's the answer? Why isn't there a problem of Shlichus? Yeah? So the way you have to, the only way, if anyone's following, connecting it back to the Gemara in Bar Metzia, the only way to make this even possible, and they quote Ashayas Teshuvas Pnei Yeshua, who was the Megine Shlema, Rabbi Giller, Shkoyach, the Megine Shlema, who was the grandfather of the Pnei Yeshua. Thank you. So he goes and says the whole Shaila will only begin Leman Da'amar that Yesh Lichus L'Dvar Avera, even by a non Bar Chiyuva. Because if Shlichus L'Dvar Avera only applies by Bar Chiyuva, then there would be no Shaila. Fine? And why? No. The only time you could ever have this Shaila play out is if Yesh Lichus L'Dvar Avera, even when the guy is a Bar Chiyuva. Is a non-Bar Chiyuva. That's the only chance this whole Shaila would play out, where you'd have an Isra Amir L'Yisrael, even though it's not Shabbos for him. Because even though he's not a Bar Chiyuva, correct. So, that's where we'd have a but L'maisa, most often you don't say, we don't pass him like that, man. You're passing that has to be a Bar Chiyuva. That would be one defense for the Rashba. Fine. That was just to go through the first sad. What? But he wasn't a Kabbal Shabbos. Isn't Bar Metzia? Chidush Shir Kiveger? Okay. Gotta check it out. I don't know. If your Kiriger says that, I have nothing to say. And if not, I don't know. I don't know what that means. Okay, so now we have a machlekes. So the sugya begins, and stay tuned. This Mirtz Hashem will be a chabura Monday. Chabura on Monday, a sugya chabura. Stay tuned. So we're gonna go through that. Hopefully, be Ian. The whole machlekes Rashba Ran, maybe not me, and it has to be flushed out. But what's the machlekes? The machlekes is as follows. The Rashba comes along and quotes a tesis. The Mechaber, when he quotes the Rashba, he says, Yesh Misha Omer. Why does he call it Yesh Misha Omer? Right? One of the klalei apoiskim is when there's a Das Yachid that's not quoted anywhere, it's quoted as the Yesh Misha Omer. This tesis, if you look in the bottom, in the Rav Kook Rashbas, there's no tesis. We don't have this tesis. But the Rashba quotes B'Shem tesis that someone who's Mechaber Shabbos early is allowed to go and tell someone who was not Mekabel Shabbos to do malacha for him. Fair? Great. Comes, and where is he coming from? The Gemara. The Gemara goes and says the Rashba on Kuf Nun Aleph, goes and says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Mutar Adam Loimel Chaver, Shmor Li Peira Shebet Chumi, Vani Peira Shebet Chumach. Yeah, I'm going to go, you watch my peiros, I'll watch yours. I can't get to you, you can't get to me, but there's no problem because, let's see, because why? Comes along the Rashba, Afal Pisha Hueni Yelach Yachal Lelech L'Sham, since it's mutter for him, there's no problem in my Amira. Says Toysviz, the Mehash Amina di Yisrael Shkiba Lav Shabbos Koedim Shechashecha, mutter Lomer Li Yisrael Chaver Lassis Lomer Lacha. Since it's beheter, Okay? Since it's done, behet. Comes along the Ran is chilek on the Rashba, and he goes and he says, it's not true. Because that's only specific, case specific to Tchum, because Tchum, you can make these huts. You can theoretically extend your Tchum. Now, no. That's the question. That's the question. The question is, tachlis, tachlis, you can't build huts on Shabbos. So what does it mean? So there's a few ways to try to explain what does the Rashba actually hold. Yeah? What does the Rashba actually hold, and what is Kabbalah Shabbos? We're definitely not going to finish this, but the question is, let's do the outline. Let's do the outline, and we'll fill in. We'll have to fill in the rest at a later time. Monday, possibly Wednesday. As follows. The outline is as follows. That the Rashba holds that it's mutter. The Ran is chaylik. Their machlokes revolves around tchum. When we get to the next step, the Beis Yosef quotes the Rashba and the Ran, sides with the Rashba. Paskins the Rashba lahalacha in Shulchan Aruch, and that's how we generally paskin. Does anyone choshish for the Ran? Now the question there, therefore, is: as you get through the Rashba and the Ran, we're just going to do outline because we're running out of time. As you get through the Rashba and the Ran, if the Rashba is standing at all costs, you have to address all the Ran's questions. You have to fend off all of the Ran's kashas, because how is the Rashba going to stay standing at the end of the day? Now, is there any makum to be machmir? That's the shayla. Lamaisa, we have Achra, both Machaber and the Ramah, paskin like the Rashba. B'shem Tosis. That you're allowed to go and tell someone it's mutter. Halachically, it's mutter. Now, if you see at the end, there's a fascinating. Rebelsky wrote Shuvas called Shulchan Alevi. So, he asks the Shaila, right? It's seemingly a non-starter. The Shaila of Rebelsky is, if someone's Mekabel Shabbos early, is he allowed to ask someone else to do Malacha for him? Sounds familiar? So if you had to talk in Shulchan Aruch Sprach, what Sif would you quote him? Simin Reish Samach Gimel, Sif Yud Zayin, this is what we're learning, that it's Mutter. Who says that? The Rashba. It's black and white. Where is there any room? He goes and he says, L'chadchila, don't do it. Do a remez. Don't go and say it b'feirish. The Rashba doesn't say such a limitation. Where does this even come from? This is really where, if you look at the Kaf HaChaim quotes from the Bach. The Bach already is not so pleased with what's going on, and the Bach says that the Ran really has some valid questions. So the Lahalacha, of course, is going to be mutter that
if you don't directly command him, he's not your shliach.
Really? In shlichus amira in the minui, it's lacking in the minui if you don't verbalize it. Okay. So that's where the Bach comes along. The Kaf HaChaim already quotes this Bach and says, you know, if someone wishes to be machmir, kadosh yomer loy means extra credit. Avada, it's a chumra, it's a hider. Meikar adin is going to be mutter. How do we know? It's a Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah agrees with him. Now, Amritz Hashem, we're going to have to leave for next time, is, number one, what's this machlik as Rashba and Ran? We're still in the building of this sugya, number one. Number two is there any discrepancy between the beginning of Shabbos and the end of Shabbos? This is world war. I keep Rabbi Nitam, he doesn't. He keeps 42, I keep 50. He keeps 67, and I keep 70 and 72. And what can each one say to each other? Are you allowed to go and ask the guy, hi, can you light up my cigarette? He can't, right? Can you smoke on a Tuesday? Different Shiloh. Hi, can you, right? Can you do all these things for me? Can you do any malacha for me on my behalf? We're going to have to get to that in the session next time. To be continued. Go ahead.
I haven't heard one piece yet. You're walking around. They ask.
Well, I'm in pain.